Good morning, this past week, Staff Dafid Beis, first parak, Mesechus Ksubis. I wanted to go over a sugya on Yud Aleph from the Beis, which is relevant over here. The sugya concerning mekach tois. Good morning. Okay, so we're going to start over here. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. This is like around 5 lines up from the wide lines. Omar Romi Bar Chom. Omar Romi Bar Chom. Now the background over here is that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph as far as what's the ksuba amount of a mukas eitz. The Mishnah says mukas eitz is ksubas masayim divrei Rav Meir. Meir shita is mukas eitz gets full ksuba. Hagam that mukas eitz does not have besulim. But like the Gemara explains, that the Meir shita is that mukas eitz is similar to that of a bageris. There's two noshim on the two extremes that don't have besulim. That's a bogus and a bu'ula. A bu'ula definitely is her ksuba is only mono. On the other hand, the bogus subas is masayim. And the word explains that mechalikas tanoim is over here is how do we judge a mukas eitz. Mukas eitz on the one hand doesn't have the besulim. However, that the reason why she doesn't have besulim is not machmas, it's not because of a maisa odom. The Gemara goes through. We'll see. Rabbanan shita is that mukas eitz is ksubas amona. Rabbanan hold that mukas eitz, her ksubas amona. Rabbanan amredama her to that of a bu'ula as opposed to a baigris. Baigris is leinasu b'maisa klal. Her lack of the sulam kolabisuleha of a baigris just has to do with her age, her advanced development. Now, if you look at the Rajba, just give you like a general outlook on what is the deciding factor. The Rajba says that Besulim is really has to do with a certain he calls it chena, chen, right? And therefore the issue over here is that of what happens to an isha, even if there's a lack of besulim, does that affect the chen of a besula, that therefore there should be a reason to detract from the amount of the ksuba. Right, that's the machlekes over here. Or akoponim, that's what we're working with. So that's why it's possible that maybe there are no besulim, but the besulim are just a means for chayin, and therefore it could be that in factually there's a lack of besulim, but it doesn't affect. Doesn't affect chen. The Tosis Rid mentions another situation where there's no besulin, or which it was done ayde maisa, apparently over there, since it's poshut that doesn't affect, talks about meicha be'etzba, that if the isha herself, with her own hand, she broke the besulin. Gemara talks about we had that in Yevamos by Tomar. The Gemara says other places that Tosfos Fid says over there, says on that is that Varehi ki ilu miecha hi be'etzbo shehama ma'eches b'sule be'etzbo lo hifsida masayim. The Dach of Drusha says shemukas eitz l'rabbonon hifsida ha'masayim. Even the Rabbonon who hold that Amukas eitz doesn't have the full ksuba, aval miyach lo hifsida ha'masayim kiven she'en kavonoso elesh le'litzdar tachas baila, that's done to remove the psulim shleit tzdar tachas bailam. So such a thing is that doesn't affect. Well, Queen was pointing the rash, but that means that doesn't affect the chain, right? If it's done, so it has to do with in what way it was removed. Meaning, say that even the rabban who hold that mukasei seif kol seif a ma'isa was done, but you see that even according to the Rabbanon, that even it's done alidei a ma'isa, but depends in what context was done. It was done alidei an eitz. It was done. You know, shaloi bekavona, such a thing. You know, some kind of an accident, as something like that. Right? That's something which has an effect on how a husband would look at it. But if it was done in the context of a mi'icha be'etzba, then that doesn't affect at all. So that's the machlekes in the Mishnah. So let's see the Gemara, right? So Omer Rav Marchomo, machlekes b'shikibo, and he goes to speak out the basis of the machlekes. The Meir Medamel Lebeigris, Rabbon Medamel Lebeula. Avoloi hikerba, this is what we want to focus on. Avoloi hikerba divrei hakoyel v'loi klum. The Gemara, this is the initial step in the Gemara, right? That Gemara says as follows, that there's a machlekes, a hikerba, that means if a person is a weir, and you know he's the chiyav ksuba. Initially, is being chal with the knowledge of what her situation is. That's machlokes in the Mishnah, Ramei and Rabbanon, what the din of a mukas eitz is. However, let's say it was loy hikerba, and he was assuming that she was a psula, and he finds out that she's a mukas eitz. Divrei hakoyel v'loy klum. Everyone holds that's loy klum. That means that even according to Shittas Reb Meir, that Reb Meir holds that a mukas eitz gets a full ksuba. So seemingly that a mukas eitz doesn't have any. There's nothing wrong with a mukas eitz, but you see from over here that. But as far as mekach toris is concerned, that's a different issue. According to Rami Achama, that's what he's saying. And therefore, if a person is expecting a basula, in other words, even though in the din, as far as what's the amount of the chiyav ksuba, a mukas eitz, you know, the person is mukhiv the same amount. Right? And that's as far as the ikar hadin. But as far as how the person, what how a person looks at it, and when he's expecting something, So Rama Chama says that's the basis of a Mukas Eitz, even according to Reb Meir. Divrei Akhov Leiklum. Being that it's a Mekach Tois, he's expecting to have a Basula, and it's a Mukas Eitz. That's a basis for a Mekach Tois. And so that's the first tad we have in the Gemara. That the Gemara tells us basically that there is a mekach tois in mukas eitz, and this is the biggest chiddush on that side of things is that even according to Reb Meir, who holds that mukas eitz gets a full ksuba, right? But if he was not aware of it, and therefore he's thinking that he has a psula, so that's a basis of a mekach tois, and therefore, right, if it's mekach tois, then shine, he went into this kiddushin thinking he has one thing, he ended up getting something else, which that's what Rav Mocham is saying, that this is considered that he has a different product that he wanted to get in shine, and then the kiddushin was not chal, so he doesn't have any his chayvus on any ksuba at all.
So, are they not married anymore? Is that
right? Mm-hmm.
No get.
Yeah.
Yeah. L'chayr not. Oh. Not Meikar Hadin.
What if he wants to stay? But it doesn't bother him that much.
Yeah. So then there's no Mekach Tois. There is no Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois is really has to do with his taina, right? That's what Mekach Tois is. Right?
No, because you could say he could say that we'll have a lower ksuba obligation, but we'll still be married. So instead of 200, it'll be 100. But we'll still, I gotta.
So that's true. No. So if there is no, this is. See, we're talking about. That might be a contra bon, a contra mer that the ksuba obligation of a mukaseit is 200. So. That you wouldn't be able to do that. But let's say according to Rabban. So basically what you're saying is that he's not tiny mekach tois. Right?
Okay.
Right? That's what it is. Right? He's saying, I don't view this as mekach tois. Fine. However, the product that I got, the chiyuk suba for such a product, now it's granted, I consider that this is the same product that I bought. So it's not a basis to nullify the transaction. But on the other hand, but the chiyuv ksuba is what it is, right? And some contraband. So that. Okay, we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara, right? Definitely the Gemara. That's what that's going to mean as we go on in the Gemara. If there is no Mekach Tois.
So maybe even Rabbi Bar Chama would agree to that. If he stays, according to the Rabbanan, he married her as a Basula. And he turned out that she was a mukas eitz, that it would just be lowered to 100. He wants to stay married to her.
If he's not, okay. But once you're asking the shalom, let me just tell you what the issue over here is. And there's mekach tois. What is mekach tois? Is mekach tois totally dependent on the individual who's making the sale, or in this case, making the kedushin, or it's something which is intrinsic, right? It's an intrinsic idea that even if to me it doesn't make a difference, but if this is considered two different items. So then the transaction was not done on that item, right? This shaila could be more like a more general shaila. If you have something, a situation, which generally people are makbid on the two things, and therefore it's considered two different items, and therefore the sale, thinking it was X, and ended up being you know, something else, the sale is nullified, because we didn't have the proper das, that the sale wasn't made with this item, understanding that this was the item that was being sold. So is that dependent on the buyer? Meaning to say that even if this is considered, you know, in the world a different item, and therefore he has the right to claim a metach tois, but if he personally doesn't feel that it's a difference, doesn't make a difference to him, so concerning him it's you know, it's considered the same item, and therefore the transaction that was made on this item, right? Or it's something which is intrinsic. It's intrinsically two different things. And you know, if you think you're making kinyan on X and it's not X, so then, you know, even if to you it doesn't make a difference, but it's a different item. That would be what the basis of this question over here is.
Now you're raising a bigger question. So, does that mean, according to that shita, that the kedushin really automatically is batel, and you have to now make a complete? And if he wants to keep her, he has to make a new kedushin.
Yeah.
So then, according, that's interesting. Now, what about according to Rabbi Meir then? So originally he thought he was marrying a basul, and he got a mukaseit. We're saying it's a mekach tos, so he has to make now a new kedushin. Now, if she had been a mukas eitz from beginning, she would have gotten Messiah.
Now she's a ba'ula. Okay, so let me just say what we're saying. we're assuming that we're going on this possibility that, you know, if he wants to be married to her, that pretty much means that he's not makbid, right? That's usually what that means. So we're assuming that mekach tos is not really dependent on him. Right, that's what sounds like I'm saying, and therefore, you know, it's an intrinsic thing, and therefore, you want to stay married, fine, okay, but you got to redo it because, you know, it wasn't done. Right, that's I believe with the assumptions that we're working with. Fine. Now, according to Reb Meir, the ksuba is a mukaseit, it's regular 200, right?
Right, but now she's a ba'ula because he had a deal with her.
So that's really the din of that's after yes, you have to know what halacha of Pu'ulas Atzma is.
Okay, fine.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the rabbi would extend the same, let's say a person charges more than a shtus, the same achlokas would apply, is that if the seller overcharged by more than a shtus, right? And then the seller wanted to back out of it, so he's able to do it?
One more time, let me hear that again.
If a seller overcharges to make it a mekach tos, right? And then the buyer still wants to keep it, but the Rav would say that in such a situation, there's a tzad to say that.
So over there, that's a little different situation over there, right? Because that's not a question of a different item. Right? That's a price issue, right? So that might be different. Right, in that situation,
but it's the same item, but isn't the underlying logic a mekach tos? And he bought it under the assumption that he was buying it at a fair value, and you know, he got charged to such an extreme difference that we say that it's a mekach tos.
So that I hear better that could be dependent on the das of a person, since, you know, it's a question of the price, right? That's what that is. It's not really an issue of a different item.
We'll even go, let's say, more extreme. Let's say a person, you know, bought the, you know, a stock or a used car nowadays, right? And between the whole finding out, the price shot up so much. So the guy said, "Oh, I'm going to keep it, right?" You know, at the time, he clearly wouldn't have wanted to have kept it, but
sometimes you might have rules that might hurt individual people. However, overall, it's helping the general public so much. Having this rule is helping everybody so much. But even though here and there you'll have individuals who would have rather kept the car and never can't keep, but overall, it's worth having that rule in place.
So really, what we're discussing also is specifically the halacha of mekach tois. I mean, truth is, b'derech klal mekach tois really is a claim. That's what it is, right? You know, it's something which someone could claim to back out of something. That's what it is. If he's not claiming, you know, so then things stay the same. So I was saying that there could be a difference. Exactly, what's the reason for this claim? Certain situations you have because there's as far as a price is concerned, he was charged too much. See, because even as far as that's concerned, that like you mentioned, is the chilton ishtus and not ishtus, right? So there are different halachas as far as the sale could be kaim and you know the money has to be returned, mm-hmm. Right? different things over there. So over there, as we mentioned, and over there that might be a little different issue because the item is the same item. Right, there's a change of the difference is in the price. Now, what the second case that you mentioned over here was that if we know that there definitely was a change of mind in it, right? Initially, we know that he wanted to back out, or he would have wanted to back out. Now things changed. So I would think there also that has to do with his claim, right? So now if he claimed the mekach tois, then the sale is vital, right? If he didn't, you know, if he didn't claim it, then shame, you know, he never claimed it. So even though, you know, maybe he would have claimed it if he had the chance to, whatever it was, and now the situation changed and that to his benefit. Mm-hmm. Okay, but good the shayla, you know, could be has a little choshen mishpat over here. Yeah. Okay. So what we're going through the steps of the Gemara, right? And we'll see what the maskana over here is concerned is. Okay. So we're mentioning over that the first man the Omer in the Gemara we have Roman Bar Choma. Roman Bar Choma held.
Excuse me, where are we?
We're on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis.
Where? Before the white lines, like 4 lines before the white lines.
Uh-huh.
Roman Bar Choma.
Okay, so we just spoke about Roman Bar Choma. We're discussing Mekach Tois right now, and Roman Bar Choma Shita is that as far as Mekach Tois is concerned, we're talking right now about a Mukas Eitz. So I'm wearing my Mukas Eitz, which Hikerbo. That means if a person is aware that she's a mukas eitz, machlokes is in the Mishnah, Remeir and Rabbanon, how much ksuba does she get? According to Remeir, full ksuba, according to Rabbanon, she gets a mono, only a mono. She's in the category of a bu'ula, that ksubas is only a mono. However, says Rabbi Bar Choma that if he was not aware at the time, and he was thinking he was marrying a psula, and it's nimsis that she was a mukas eitz at the time of the kiddushin. Then Rabbi Chama says, according to everyone, it's a mekach tois. Grounds for a mekach tois. And the chiddush in that is that even according to a mayor who says that she's really deserving of full ksuba. So you see that as far as how Chazal looked at it, she's considered in the category of a besula, but that's as far as the Takanas Chazal, how would Chazal look at it? But Rav Malchama says that as far as Mekach Toyis is concerned, that has to do with how people view it. And people view that a Mukas Eitz is not the same item as a Psula, and therefore it's a Mekach Toyis. Now, let's jump over here. Three lines down into the wide lines. Mosiv Rav Nachman.
If it's a Mekach Toyis, does that mean you don't need a get?
That's what we're saying, yeah. Seemingly so.
Moms don't need a get. They can just walk away.
Okay, I don't know whether maybe they're bad people, but in the Ikra Adin L'chora, there should be, that's what Mekach Toyis is.
Wow.
Yeah. Fetig Mor, let's see. Moser Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked the Kasha on Rav Malchama. The Mishnah later on says as follows. He emeris mukas eitz ani v'omer loki ela drus asish. This is the Mishnah we're already getting involved in Machlokes Rav Gamliel and Yeshua. Mishnah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. He finds that she's not a psula. And she explains it by saying that she's a mukas eitz. If a woman lucky, ella drusas ish. Now the issue over here is an issue of ksuba, and she's trying to retain her ksuba by saying that she's a mukas eitz. Okay, so this the case over here was that he married her b'cheskas psula. And nimsis that she's not a psula anymore, and so he says drusas ish, and therefore there should be no ksuba, and she says that no, I have ksuba because I was a mukas eitz. So zotim like this that if mukas eitz at like this according to Rav Malchama is the basis for mekach tois, then what's she saying? How is she trying to retain her ksuba by saying that she was a mukas eitz? So you see clearly from this Mishnah over here that there's no mekach tois in mukas eitz, right? Otherwise, her claim over here is not worth anything. So that's what the Gemara is showing over here. Now again, so Rav Malchama had said that l'kuli alma, according to everyone, that concept becheskes v'sul nimsis mukas eitz is a mekach tois. For the Gemara, that definitely can't be. So from that mission, that if she's trying to retain her ksuba by saying that true, I don't have v'sul, but it was because of mukas eitz, and therefore I still deserve ksuba. Right? Obviously, in that sense, that there's no mekach tois.
Are you saying that even then, Rabbi Yoshua would be a kasha on Rabbi Bar Chama? Because he would just say ain't an amenis, but it's not a mekach tois. We don't believe. We don't believe her.
Well, the question over here is really mitzad her taina, right? What there's no taina over here. What is she saying? She's saying that I was a mukaseh. Okay, fine, mukaseh is mekach tois. This is all the same thing, right? What's he saying, right?
Well, what's Rabbi Yeshua saying?
No. I'm saying, no. What's the baal taining, right?
Right, he says you're a drusish yeast, it's a mekach tois.
What's the lady
timing? No, I'm saying, so that, so, see, he's saying mekach tois, and what she's saying, she's also saying mekach tois. Okay, if we agree, it's mekach tois, there's no dintara. So we don't even have to come on, we don't have to even start, right, as far as the halacha is concerned. The two sides in the dintara don't get off the ground.
If you hold like Rami or Chama.
Right. That's the Gemara's question, right? You see Poshet that, you know, as far as the Din Torah is concerned, the two sides over here, she's trying to retain Ksuba by saying Mukas Eitz. So that's obvious that there's no Mekach Tois there.
Right. So meaning you're understanding the Kasha then is from the Din Torah itself and not from the fact that it says Nemenis, that we see she gets a Ksuba with the Tainus of Mukas Eitz.
Okay, I mean.
Rashi emphasizes my nemenas the kamar of Gamliel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear. Right.
Well, I wasn't coming to challenge you. I was coming to say it's a different way to learn it.
No, I think that's lechayr should be simple, right? Right. I don't, you know, right, what the.
Well, if she makes a claim, she can make any claim she wants. But if her claim doesn't hold water, then it doesn't make a difference. It's only the fact that Gamliel says nemenes that means that her claim achieves something for her favor. It's only because Gamliel gives.
Okay, but there's no interior. I mean, like, there's nothing to talk about, right? You know, right? I don't think we need a a psak on that, right? There's no. They're both saying the same thing, right?
I mean, I think what he's saying is that if mukas eitz is a mekach taos, then the whole kedushin goes away. So now there's no kedushin. Now you want to get remarried to each other. Now there's a whole process.
You're both saying the same thing. Like, imagine two people coming to Bezdin, right? And you know, he says, I think it's a mecca. You know, I'm basically mecca. She says, no, it's mecca toast for that reason. So okay, so then what do you want, right? That's basically what's happening over here, right? Right. So. So okay, but I hear he's saying from the Rashi, right? Akopan, but l'chayr we shouldn't. You shouldn't really need. So therefore, the Gemara says that it can't be that Mukas Eitz is a Mekach Tois. Now, the Rishonim bring. So, had Rav Chama learn in the Mishnah, right? From Taka Mishnah, had Rav Chama learned this Mishnah of this, right? It's hard to say he didn't know the Mishnah. Right? So the Rishonim bring that the Yerushalmi even has such a tzad like this, but and this is how Rabbi Muhammad will learn that her taina is a taina that she's saying that she was Mukas Eitz and he knew about it. That's what she's saying, right? Right. So her taina is that I was a mukas eitz and I told you about it and you knew about it, right? That's what it is. So therefore her taina is not a mekach tois. She's saying that he knew. She's saying that he was a hikarba, right? That's what Rama Chama holds, right? Our Gemara, you know, doesn't accept such a thing, right? Because, you know, he doesn't seem to be talking to what he's answering, Drusas Ishat, right? Doesn't seem to be addressing, you know, this point whether he knew or he didn't know. So therefore, the Mashmoyis HaMishnah is that according to everyone, he was not aware, right? Just the question is that you know, what's what?
Who says that explanation? How Rav Chama learns that Mishnah?
This is the Ritvos Shtels to this Yerushalmi. However, our Gemara, right, asks if Rakasha, right, and our Gemara holds that definitely the Mishnah is mashma that there is no mekach tois. Now, the different Gemara says as follows: the Gemara goes down. Okay, this is Shita number two in the Gemara. Ela Omar Rovo, right? Being that the Gemara holds that we have a clear source that someone who married Nisha al-Dashi was a Bsula, and Nim says that she's a Mukas Eitz. You have a clear source that's not a Mekach Tois. So Rava continues. Elam Rava, Bein Hikabo Bein Lehikabo Reb Meir Mosayim. Rava says that Shitas Reb Meir is that no Mekach Tois, and therefore it all has one din, Mosayim. The Rabbonon hikirbo mono lo hikirbo v'loiklum. That means that Rava is still maintaining that there is atzad nekach tois in mukas eitz. If he expects her to be a b'sula and she's mekach eitz, zokt Rava that in shittas Reb Meir is no mekach tois. However, in the Rabbonon hold that there is mekach tois. Now, why is that so? And what's the difference between the Meir and the Rabbanim? But even before we explain that, just the Cheshbon, what he's saying is like this. And as we brought a Mishnah, that this Mishnah over here is clear that it's not a Mekach Tois. Now he's saying that whether Mekach Tois is a Mekach Tois, it depends on Meir and Rabbanim. So therefore what he's saying is that that Mishnah is going to quantitate this Meir. The Meir holds that Mekach Tois. So she's tining Mekach Tois, right? That there's no Mekach Tois. But in Ochanami, according to the Rabbanon, then, you know, that Taina wouldn't be a Taina, because it's right, it's Mekach Tois. Right? That's just the Cheshbon of Gemara. Right? Okay, you know, the Loch, we pass like Rabbanon, so then you know, even according to Rava, it's not relevant, right, this din over here.
But the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir.
Mishnah, right, Mr. Meir. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the difference? So the difference in that Shem explained, and this is really we alluded to initially, that as follows. By a hikar bar, right? Let's say we know what we're dealing with. There's machlekes whether her situation, her the fact that she's mukzeis is a reason to detract from her ksuba or not. Right? Meir holds Musayin. Right? You know, fine, she's mukzeis, but that's not a reason. It doesn't detract from the chain. And
he never had beer.
Yeah, right, with the sport that he says, right. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't detract, and therefore the Chiv Ksuba is Mosayim. So on that, Rava says, so by the same token, just like Chazal, when they were established the mouth of the Ksuba, her situation didn't detract, doesn't make a difference. So too, as far as how people view it, as far as Mekach Tois is concerned, it follows that it also, that difference doesn't make a difference, right? And therefore there's no basis of a Mekach Tois on that. That's what it means. However, according to the Rabbanon, by Hikarbo, it's the halacha is that the Ksuba is only a mono, so that indicates that there definitely is a difference. She's in the category of a Bu'ula, she doesn't get full Ksuba. So therefore, similarly, that if it was a Loi Hikarbo, and you want to know how people view such a thing, whether he got a different item, now on that Rav says, according to Rabbanan, it'll be a Mekach Tois. Right? The same way that in the Iker Din, by Hikarba, her Ksuba is decreased. Different values, so too, that as far as Mekach Tois is concerned, right, it's a basic Mekach Tois. The person views that he has something else. Okay, so this is shita number two in the Gemara, which is already going down one level, and we're saying that the Mekach Tois that you have by Mukah states is only according to the shita's Rabban, not according to Rav Meir. Now, on that, the Gemara says as follows: V'hodah bei Rava. Rava was chayzer from this, which means, right, we'll see in the Gemara, right, how we see that. But Hadai Rava means that this that Rava held that there still is Hatzad Mekach Tois, Akoponim, according to the Shitas Rabban and Mukasei, that he was Chayzer from. And, and Rava himself, Maskanosei, whatever the Hechrach will see, what caused him to be Chayzer is that there is no Mekach Tois in Mukasei at all, even according to the Rabbanan. Which means that even though it is considered a substantial difference as far as the kfias of how much the ksuba is, that by hikarbo the ksuba is only mono, but that's only, you know, as far as, you know, how Chazal view it. But as far as a basis for a Mekach Tois, that's not enough of a difference to make a basis for Mekach Tois, and therefore, even according to the Rabbanon, it'll be right that when he finds out that she was a Mukas Eitz, so fine, so there'll be adjustment in how much he was Mukhoyev, but there's no the sale's a sale, right? But you know, the pricing, you know, of what it is will be according to actually what it was. Okay. So that means that what we have over here is we just discussed three possibilities as far as aloch of mekach toys, right? Raman Bar Chama held that mukas eitz is mekach toys b'kuli yamli, even according to Rav Meir. Second level step in the Gemara is Rava's salka daitach is that whether mukas eitz is mekach toys is dependent on Rav Meir and Rabbanan. It follows that if the ksuba by Hikerba is Mosayim, so then there's no Mekach Toys. Same way the Iker ksuba is the same, so too, that people don't view that as a difference. Therefore, there's no Mekach Toys. However, according to Rabbanon, that the initial ksuba is already less, so there's Mekach Toys according to the Rabbanon. And the third possibility in the Gemara is where the Gemara comes out. Rova's Maskanon is that there is no Mekach Toys even according to the Rabbanon Mukas Eitz.
I'm going to distract you, but since they lowered the ksuvai mukas eitz l'chora because they thought people wouldn't want it. Meaning, ikur takana is because you want it to be kalahotzi. By that, everybody should get the same ksuva. But they will. It sounds. I think that they lowered the ksuva because they were worried they wouldn't marry a ba'ul or whatever if they made them do 200 because they're less desirable. So in order that they would want to get married, that they would want to marry these women. They made a lower ksuba. Is that the way you understand?
Okay, let's say.
So they lowered the ksuba to 100 because otherwise they're not going to get married. But at the same time, they didn't consider it to be a mekach toys. That's bothering me a little bit.
well. Let me give you an example. See, when you go fruit shopping, right? Say, so, you know, everyone's busy looking at what kind of fruit they have, this one, that one, until they find the right one that they get, right? Now, were it to be that they take something and when they get home, they realize that it wasn't. Exactly what they wanted, right? Would that be basis of a mekach toys? Right. No, not necessarily, right?
It wouldn't take it in the first place, but now that they have it, they're not going to bring it back.
Right. It's not a basis for mekach toys. Maybe you have a preference. Right? Exactly, right? But whatever people have a preference for, it doesn't necessarily mean that constitutes a basis for a mekach toys. So I think that's the way we could understand such a thing, that whatever reason the Chazal set it up, right, maybe like you're saying, right, that's as far as just to set up, the preferences and how, what people will do. But as far as a basis for a Mekach Toys, that wouldn't be.
Okay. Shkok, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the Basua worth more? The way Michael is making it sound like everyone should really have the same ksuba, but people won't be willing to pay it, so therefore we lower it. But
so you may see he's talking in the din drabonon, in drabonon should take halb in vloitzia, right? So that's where he was cheshuring as far as that's concerned.
But isn't like mor habesulos? Isn't that
so you want to know ksuba deraisa? Well, as far as ksuba deraisa,
that's the whole point. The ma'anis made her lose her besulim, and therefore she went down in value.
So let's say you want to talk. If your whole ksuba is deraisa, so that we know is only that's ksuba besulo. Ksuba besulo, ksuba besulo. There is no ksuba at all. Chazal or misakin a ksuba, right?
Really, a
bula
shouldn't have any
ksuba
at all. It's
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's hear. What do you mean to point out?
The ones that said ksuba is daraisa, it's only by a basula.
Granted. So what? But what do you see in that? What do you see in that? Does that tell us a basis for mekach toys?
It seems like the whole issue of the amount of the ksuba is very minor, like. Somebody wants to marry somebody, the amount of the ksuba seems like just like the buttons on the suit, just like a very small aspect of the whole transaction. You know, going to marry somebody, you're married. Now, how much do you have to pay if it doesn't work out, whatever it is? That's, I guess, we're looking at it as a very minor issue in a major transaction. You know, you buy a car and the tires aren't what you thought it would be. Okay, we'll work that out, but you still bought the car. You know, so it's kind of,
I mean,
what I'm thinking.
It doesn't seem that way from this Gemara over here. It seems like
if it's not a metachtalis, then that's what it's saying.
That's the machlok.
That's the transaction. That you bought the car. You know, that you can't say I didn't buy the. You know, that's what we're. Yeah.
But it's still okay.
As far as, just coming into what you're saying, as far as Mekach Tois, the thing is, you have to ban off Mekach Tois, even if you're right, so, you know, it's a pricing issue, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that there is a basis for Mekach Tois, right? Let's say the Ksuba Masayim is based on pricing for Bsulim, and she doesn't have Bsulim. Okay, fine. But again, is that a basis for a Mekach Tois or not? Right? You know, even in a simple sale, right? Well, you could have something which something was a notice and therefore, but it's not a basis for a Mekach Tois. You know, we'll make an adjustment in the pricing, right? Right. No, you're not marrying Psulim.
That's basically right? Where Rav Shesha says, further down the Amud.
Okay.
That it's a Mekach Tois only on the amount you're paying. It's a Mekach Tois for 200. You only want to pay 100, but it doesn't destroy the whole sale.
Yeah.
Basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't have that in a rubber, but you work it out.
Well, I mean. We're Rava
holds Mekach Tois is all or nothing.
We'll get there. We will get there in a moment. In a moment. I mean, okay, let's see. Right, we're holding right now that Rava is Hodabei, right? Hodabei. Right, Akoponim. As far as look, we want to go. You know, according to the levels of the Gemara, right? Sheshes brings in another step, right? So right now we're discussing again, very clear. We're discussing Mukas Eitz, right? And we just came to level 3 in Mukas Eitz that Hoda Beirava, that there's no basis for a Mekach Tois, right? An Isha who doesn't have the Sulim. Because of a Mukas Eitz, that's not basis for a Mekach Tois. Granted, you know, if the hischaivus of Ksuba of in a Hikarbo is different, then of course that adjustment will make. You're not mechuyev more than you got. But a basis of a Mekach Tois has to be something which is more substantial. That you got a different item than you were thinking you were getting. Okay, now so where does the Gemara show? The Gemara says v'hada bei Rava. How do we see that Rava was chayzer? So the Gemara is going to bring a whole shakar tire over here, and then at the end we'll see about this. But what the Gemara now is going to raise a new point, just speak it out now, what this thing, so we'll be on guard to see this, is that till now, like we were stressing, that we're discussing that if she's a Mukas Eitz, that's what happened. This, that we find that there's no Besulim, is based on Mukas Eitz. However, what about if she's not a Besulim, because she's a Bula, right? What's the halacha as far as that's concerned? Is that a basis of a Mekach Tois? So that we'll see that could still be. And even if saying that Rava holds that there's never a Mekach Tois in Mukas Eitz, right? But if the reason why she doesn't have Besulim initially is because she was Nivala, right?
That's much worse.
That, right. I mean, it's a different issue, and according to Rav Akoponim, that is a basis for a Mekach Toys, right? We'll see that even in that, they're chokim in the Gemara about that, right? That's what I'm just trying to show you, the different stodim in the Gemara, how the Gemara is working. Okay, let's see. So the Gemara, the Sanya. Gemara brings the brass as follows. Ketzad hoitzor shem ra. As far as the halacha of shem, moitzi shem ra, means the Torah talks about that someone gets married and it says, Le'motzosi levitcha besulin. Is Bala Bezdin or Pliny Le'motzosi levitcha besulin? Comes to Bezdin and he claims to the Avi Hanairo Le'motzosi levitcha besulin. So the Brayis says this, Me'esh Eidim Shizin Setachtov Yesh Lo Ksuba Mona. So the Brayis says something which you know, it's hard to accept the initial reading the way the Braisa says. Braisa says that if it's Edom, she's in Setachtov, so her ksuba is a mono. On that, the Gemara says, "Im yesh Edom, she's in Setachtov, baskilahi." Says the Gemara that if there's Edom, she was mizan. That's the znusa of Neshesish. She's chayiv skila. Now the point of the Mora over here is that there's no ksuba at all, right? There is no ksuba at all, and that's why, you know, the Gemara when Mora speaks out that baskila, the point isn't so much as baskila, because the truth of the matter is that we don't know whether the conditions for skila are here either, right?
Zedim, Hasra, whatever.
Well, I mean, the Zedim now, but the Hasra, right, who said that there was Hasra, Akoponim. Right, so the point of the Gemara is, right, that's the Gemara, I'm just speaking out the Guzma, that there's no ksuba at all. So therefore, this line in the Mishnah over here definitely needs an adjustment, right? Right, something's missing over here, right? And there'll be different stodim in the Gemara how to explain the halacha of mono. There's a halacha of mono that it says over here, right? Something about that there's a mono. Something other than was expected develops, right? And the halacha is there's a mono. So. Gemara says as follows.
How can we work from a Braisa? Once we're saying the Braisa is faulty, why don't we just reject the Braisa and say, this Braisa has problems, we can't learn anything from it? How do we stop playing with it and say, I'll amend it this way, I'll amend it that way, and we'll just add these words and add that, but then we're going to learn halach is out of the way we amended it. It's not the Braisa anymore, it's our own...
Well, if something is, well, just to be mishabesh, I don't know if it's so quickly to be mishabesh. I mean, sometimes you find that on the contrary, right? Nimor says such an idea that the Tana sometimes to be mekatzer, the Tana might say something which intrinsically has a problem which is forced to explanation, and he relies that you'll come to the right conclusion, so I don't have to be mayrich, right, to speak out, you know, exactly what I'm saying over here, right? You know, it's obviously that it can't be what it is, and you'll figure it out.
I mean, you're saying that the Braisa was intentionally written in this enigmatic way.
Sometimes you find such a thing, right? You know?
Okay.
I don't know if that's necessarily always how it works, right? Right, but there definitely is such an idea. Even if we weren't to go so far to say that was the intention of the Tana himself, but you know, if we have a Braisa and there's a halacha in the Braisa which doesn't seem to match up, you know, with the case, so then you know we have the right to justify the Braisa rather than discard it. Now let's see. So what does the Gemara say? Hachi ka'omar. Imyesh edim shizin satachta v'avad es beskila. So what the way the Gemara is explaining is that case that the Braisa talks about is edim shizin satachta, then that doesn't go together with the halacha that says. It means that there must be that there's two pieces missing in this braisa, right? That the psak on yesh lo edim and a new case, right? Which this new case has the halacha is ksubos amonim. So that's the Gemara says as follows. Right? Yesh lo edim shen stachem if halacha is biskilo zin samei kor yesh lo ksubos amonim. Zin samei kara means that if we know that she was mizana originally before the erusin, so there was no znus of eishes ish. On that halacha is ksubos amonah. So let's hear what happened over here, right? So it was konsa becheskas besula v'nitzis bula, right? Now that the Bryce is saying that ksubos amonah, she has the ksuba of a bula, which is amonah. For Omar Rav Chiya bar Oven, Omar Rav Sheshes, Zoy Semer is constant becheskas psuva nesis buli yesh lo ksuba mona. So on this brisa, Rav Sheshes took out his brisa another step in the sugya of mekach toys, that not only is constant becheskas psuva nesis mukas eitz no mekach toys, but even if she's nimsa to be a bu'ula, right, a bu'ula also is not a basis for mekach toys. That's the Bryce is saying. Bryce is saying, right, that zinsa meikara aloch is ksubos amona. So there's no basis for mekach toys on that. And again, but definitely she's a bu'ula l'kuli alma. Right, this is a bu'ula mamish. So the pricing or the hischaivis of the ksuba will be according to what was seif kol seif. She's a bula, so her ksuba is a mono. Umosif Rav Nachman. Okay, so that first brisa is telling us that there's no mekach tois on konsa becheskas besul nimsis bula. Umosif Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked a contradiction on that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Right, this is the Mishnah later. Hanoi says the Isha of Leimosla Besulim. He emeris Misher Astani Nenasti Vinestach Vasodeyu. She says, right, this is a Ksuba issue. She says, Misher Astani Nenasti, that I was Nenas afterwards, so therefore she gets full Ksuba. It was an oinus, so that, you know, even though it was an oinus ish, but being that it was an oinus, it has no ramifications on the ksuba, and it happened after the erusin, right? So then there's no basis for mekach tois. For who am eloki ele achle yastich vohem mechim mekach tois. And on that, what's the claim of the Baal? The Baal claims that who says that maybe it was before she was nivla before, and therefore my mechi mekach tois. He's claiming a mekach tois, and shouldn't have to give her any ksuba at all. V'les lo klal. Right? These words v'les lo klal are not in the actual Mishnah itself, but that's what mekach tois suggests. Right? So this contradiction that the Gemara is asking over here is based on the havana that mekach tois is mashma total. Right, that's a mekach tois mshmin less the klal. So that's the contradiction. That this would seem to suggest that that there is a mekach tois of konsa becheskas besuv nisiz bulo. Va'omar luhu Reb Chiya bar Oven. Reb Chiya told Rabbonon the following: Efsher Rav Amram v'chovreli hador yasvi ki Omar Rav Sheshes lahoshmaito. The kasha luhu, the shoni my mekach tois nami mosayim, avol mono islo. He says like this: that this question that you're asking over here is, you know, an apparent question on it, and let's see how they touch over here. That either this question was asked and they answered, or this is something that The obvious answer is the following, right? You have over here exactly what
the English said, that they asked Rav Sheshes this exact question from this exact Mishnah.
Okay, fine.
And Rav Sheshes gave the answer that Mekach Toros means going down from 21.
Okay, fine. Right. So he says that you know what you're asking is this question is obviously a question. It was asked and the answer was given. And what did he say? My Mekach Toros nami mimasayim avamone islay. So basically like this. So what we have in the Gemara is like this. Is that we have the Brais.
Oh, we'll call it.
What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we have the Brais. So let's say we'll call the Brais of Moisi Shemra. Right. That first Brais of Moisi Shemra, according to the how we are being metaris the Brais. The Brais talks about a mono, which the Gemara is understanding that in mono is from concept of cheskas b'shulims is bu'ula. So that Braisa tells us that there's no mekach tois in such a thing. That's Rav Sheshes. I took out of that there's no mekach tois. There's a question on that because the Mishnah, when the Baal is tining that he's trying to save himself Ksuba, and he's saying that it's Nimsis Bula, so he's saying that she was Nivala before, and therefore he won't have to give Ksuba. The Loshna of the Mishnah is Mekach Tois. He's tying Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois definitely the symbol Mashmois means that the sale is void, and therefore there's no Chiv Ksuba at all, right? Which is what we refer to as the simple Mekach Tois. So on that, Rav Sheshes had answered that, you know, he wasn't so spoiled from the Lashon of Mekach Tois in the Mishnah, and he says, what the Mishnah means over the Mekach Tois, it doesn't mean an actual Mekach Tois. Avada, there still is a din of Mona, and what's happening is, and the din Torah over there is that she's saying that I get full Ksuba, and he's saying that no, maybe don't get full Ksuba, right? Because that she was Nivla from beforehand, and she was a Bu'ula at the time of the Erison. But in Nachanami, there's no grounds of Mekach Tois. Now like this, and just to Pashtus, if this is what this is, right? So the lotion of Mekach Tois, when we say Mimosayim Avomona Islo, right? I would say that I think the simple understanding over here is that in the mechanics, this is not a mechanics of Mekach Tois. Maybe like you were bothered before, a Mekach Tois, you can't really have a halfway Mekach Tois. Either the sale is valid or it's not valid, right? Right? That's Novos, that if assuming that the sale is valid, but I'm only chayish for the item that I get, or the value of the item that I get, or what this item is mechayiv as far as ksuba is concerned, right? So that's what we we're saying that it's a mekach tois mimasayim yesh lamana, right? What the Gemara is just using that term, but I would think that in the mechanics of what that is, it's not a mekach tois. Mekach tois usually refers to the transaction, right? Whether the transaction, you know, the initial kinyan is.
You're saying that elsewhere, Rav Sheshes would agree that mekach tois means that it's the total sale is null and void.
I'm saying. Right. You know, this is not. It's not really the mechanics of Mekach Tois. That's what I'm saying.
It's only a loose usage of the words.
Yeah.
Only a toss right. How much he's going to get.
It's a toss in how much he's going to get. Yeah. Okay.
He's not going to get much time. He's going to get money. But still, the Kenyan is a Kenyan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What he's saying, you know, the Baal is tining, right, that Hoye Mechi Mekach Tois, right, means to say that my understanding of the Besula was a mistake, right, I really got a Bu'ula, and if I'm the Schayiv,
When I signed the shiva for 200, it was a mekach toitz that I signed the shiva for 200.
Right, right. That's what it means. Right, right.
Well, it's yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a mistake. Right. Yeah, that's what it means. Mm-hmm. Not in the actual sale, but in the hischayvus, let's say, of the ksuba. Right. Next, so this is like this. So this is what Rav Sheshes and that whole group understood. Now, Rav Nachman, who asked the question, obviously did not agree with this, right? Rav Nachman held that Mekach Tois is Mash Mekach Tois. The Gemara goes further and says, V'omar Rava, man de kamoisev, shape kamoisev. On that, Rava says that I agree with the Makshan. Definitely, Mekach Tois legami mashma. Mekach Tois is mashma takam, that there's a Mekach Tois in the actual transaction. Transaction is bottle. Therefore, Rava holds that in the Mishnah, that Mishnah that the Gemara brought, for him, Mekach Tois, that Mishnah establishes that there definitely is a Mekach Tois in Konsa Becheskas Besul Nunsis Vuhula. That's given.
She will get zero.
What? She will get zero. Now, if we have a contradiction, right, because in the Braisa of Moitzi Shema says otherwise, that we'll have to deal with. Ve'elo kasho hach. That's the most question. Okay, fine. If you want to do that, then you have that original Braisa. Tritz ve'emahochi. So on that, Rav will say that the way I learned that Braisa that was regardless adjusted will make another slight adjustment that it should work for us. True, that Braisa talks about that if there was a mistake made and you found out something different, there's mono, zotimora, that's not going on a case of nimsis bula, that's going on a case of right, nimsis musmukas hates. Zotimora, right? Tris e mahochi. Imesh edmish zinse tachta beskila fun. Zinse meikorum vileklum. That if we have basis that she was mizan originally, such as nimsis bu'ula, then it's tachta o mekach tois. Like the Mishnah, hoi mekach tois says. However, nimsis mukasei sech ksuba monum. That this that the Braisa says, There is no mekach tois. That's talking about if it's nimsis mukaseitz. According to the shitas chachomim, that mukaseitz is ksubasa mona. So the more v'harav hu da'omar l'abon lahikirba v'abonan lahikirba v'leiklum. So this is just the oisfer. This is the more following through. The Rava that we had in the Gemara before had said that Kuntra May there's no Mekach Tois by Mukaseitz, but by Kuntra Bonon there is a Mekach Tois by Mukaseitz. So what's Rava saying over here? Rava was in this sugya over here is explaining that the mono that the Braisa talks about, Rava says, is not Nimsis Bula, it's Nimsis Mukaseitz. Well, I mean, doesn't Rava say, I mean, the din is Monon, right? So definitely going according to Rabbanon, I call upon him over here, right? So according to Rava, what Rava had said before, according to Rabbanon, it's a Mekach Tois. So I see from over here that Rava was Chayzer, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what we meant to say. V'hoda be Rava me'ahi, right? Rava was Chayzer. Because the Braisa, right, the Braisa of Moshe Shemra definitely talks about that comes up Ches Vesula and now she's something different and Aloch is Mono, right? So what's that, right? There has to be something, at least Mukach Eitz, right? So that's why that Braisa is Mukach Akoponim, that there's no Mekach Tois in Mukach Eitz. Other Amiroam held that price is not as well as in Mukaseitz at all, and therefore it's a raya that even Nimsis Bula is not a Mekach Tois. Right? So that's the machlokes and how to learn up that price. whether or not that braisa could be talking about even bula is really has to do with the lotion of mekach tois that it says in the Mishnah. How you mechi mekach tois, that Mishnah was talking about v'nimsis bula, whether you hold that could be explained as mekach tois mimasayim. That's how Rav Sheshis learned, and therefore they learned up that braisa of Moitzi Shemra, which says that the still is a mona, is all discussing the inyan that she was nivala, and therefore in that price is mivuyer that there's no mekach tois afil if it's nimsis bu'ula, and the mission of mekach tois is we could explain that it means mekach tois mesayim, right, and it's chi of mona. But according to those Rav and Rav Nachman that they held, and mekach tois is legamri mashma, so in this mission is mivuyer that if it nims is bula, there is a mekach tois, so that's the halach as far as that's concerned. So then the braisa of Moitzi Shemra, where it's mivui that there is a mekach tois, is talking about mukas eitz. Akoponim, that braisa.
There's no mekach tois.
There's no mekach tois, right? It's talking about mukas eitz, and that's why the Gemara is saying that Rava was chayzer, because it's definitely mivuyer that even according to the Rabbanon, that there's no mekach tois by mukas eitz. And again, the reason why that braisa is going according to Rabbanon, because the braisa says that the ksuba is a mono. Right? According to Rav Meir, there's no mekach tois, then there should be, it should be masayim. Okay, so what we have over here, lemaskona, is a machlekes amiroim in the din of mekach tois, that whether there's basis for mekach tois is v'nimsis bu'ula, right? That's what it comes out. Definitely, anything other than bu'ula, there's no mekach tois at all, right? The question is v'nimsis bu'ula, whether that's a basis for mekach tois.
Except according to Rav Bacham.
Right. Mm-hmm, okay. See, the truth of the matter is that we don't know, we didn't discuss what does Rami Bachama do akaponim with this raya that Rava was dealing with, the braisa of Moitzi Shemra. Right? He might have to might take your route, right? But he has to deal with that still, right? Because if he holds that there is a mekach tois, then you know even making it mukas eitz is not going to help us. Mm-hmm, okay. Okay. Well, let's see a little further over here. In this sugi. Okay, we'll try just a little
to go on after that.
Yeah. okay, you're taking it in. There's another step that we have to take over here in this. That we have don't have so much time, but maybe we'll just open it up and you know, for those who are ready for this, we'll take it in and take it further. And you know,
well, the rest of us.
If you're not, you know, then you know, you'll like you review what we discussed until now. Get that.
We have plenty of time. Mincha's 1:30.
Get that clear. Get that clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I felt that it was necessary to go over this and to get this good, you know, the clarity of what the issue of mekach tois is, and to see the different svaras in the Gemara, right? That, you know, even though maybe in Maskana things end up like this, but I think that even to have a good feeling on a Maskana, if you go through the Gemara and you go through the different stodden, which maybe is not like the Maskana, but you know, you get a much better feeling and understanding of what the Gemara ends up with. Okay, so let's try to see if we can see this a little bit. Tana Rabbanan, Ton Rabbonim. Konsa Rishon. Okay, this is the Brayis on the bottom. Okay, Ton Rabbonim. Konsa Rishon Lushum Nisuin. Okay, we have a case over here that there was a Nisuin. Konsa Rishon Lushum Nisuin. V'yesh La Edim Shlei Nistiro. Inami Nistiro V'leisho Asakte Bia. So what happens is like this: is that we have Edim. Edim are made that she was not nivela by the Baal, by, this is the Baal Rishon you call him over here, because there's Edim Shiloi Nistera, Inami Nistera, even if she was Nistera, but Vashah Sakte Bia, and if I upon him, there's we have Edim being made that she was not living to the first husband. He dies. Right, the first husband, he's out of the picture, and then she's married. She gets married a second time. Is Dr. Bryson? Ein Hasheni Yochel Litoin Tainis Besulim. The second husband, can't Tainis Besulim. Shahare Konso Rishon. Shahare Konso Rishon. So the more Marabba Zoy Semeris Kantz Becheskes Pesul Nitzis Bula Yeishlo Ksuba Mona. Rabba says that you see from over here what the Brisa says. Ein Hashem Yochel Ibn Tainis Pesulim. That what we found that over here was the second husband sees that she's a Beula. On that Rabba in the Halacha is Ein Hashem Yochel Ibn Tainis Pesulim. What does the Braisa mean that he can't tie times besun? Zogt Rabba, this means konse becheske besun. It's beula yeishlo ksuba mona. That means that there's no basis to a taina of mekach tois. That's what the Braisa means that ein hashene yochol litn tainis besun. That means that what we might have thought is that he could tiny mekach tois on it, and that the Braisa says no, it's not, and therefore she gets what she's deserving of, which is the mono. So he says, "Meres konz b'chesef son nimsis beula yesh lo ksuba mono."
Okay, so this by a lady who was never previously married,
and even by
a lady who was not previously married.
Yeah. Right? That's what Rava holds, right? Rava holds?
Rava.
Right.
Meaning this price he was talking, she would have had a mana to begin with, and she still has a mana. He's telling Sue that if she came with a Messiah, and now she was a Ba'ula, that it would be only a mana, be lowered.
Right? One more time, she came...
I mean, here, because she was married before, she was only getting a mana to begin with, the Kasuba was for a mana. And
mean before this Tan Rabbana?
No, this case here, where she was married previously... Her ksuba was going to be for a mana, right?
He said,
but lo nistero.
Yeah, but
right, well, nistero, but
once she goes into the chuppah, once she goes to the chuppah with the first husband, the ksuba with the second husband is always a mana.
So, right.
Even though it's not in the first place.
See, what we're saying is that you know, as far as Mekach Tois is concerned, he thinks, right, that she's a psula, right? Granted that her halacha is, for whatever reason, that her ksuba is a mono, right? That's as far as the Tikkun Chazal. But as far as what he thinks he's getting, that's the Mekach Tois issue over here. He thinks that he's marrying a psula because, you know, he has information. The fact that she was married before has no bearing on her psula status, because we have Eidim that she was not nivela.
Or so far, maybe she said nothing happened, you know, and he believed her. You don't have to have witness.
Yeah, but the case here is... The
case is... It's more than that, right? I mean, right? Right? That there's a... That... Right. Yeah. Right? There's... We have Edom over here, right?
The photographers didn't leave them alone. That's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Right, so you're saying very good, right? That so.
What?
I don't think a photographer is Edom.
The din, her din might be that she gets only a mono, but not based on the fact that she was nivelo. Right? No, that's just as far as the amount of charal and mechayev in such a situation. But we're dealing with mekach tois right now as far as what he thinks he's getting. So fine, he's getting a psul that her ksuba is a mana, right?
A but that's, well, why is that?
He thinks that she's a psula.
But he's getting a beula.
He's getting a beula. Well, I mean, he found out now, right? Right. So the question, so that would be why there should be a mekach tois, and on that. The halacha over here is ein lo tainis pesulim, right? Which means that he has no taina over here, right? To say that I thought you were a besula, and therefore she should get nothing, right? Right.
But Michael's pointing out that even though the Brisa was talking about where he knew that the ksuba was 100, and we say he still has to pay 100, even though she was a beula. We're applying that to a case where a lady was never previously married, and originally he thought the ksuba was 200, and it goes down to 100.
Yeah, because as far as mekach tois, it's all the same, right? Mekach tois, right? It's a simple understanding.
It's a bigger mekach tois.
Right, I mean, it's not a bigger mekach tois. I mean, the sale is void. Now, whatever might have happened because of the sale is irrelevant. So it really shouldn't make any difference whether initially the sale would have been chayv X or B. Right? Okay. It's all the same, right?
What are you
saying?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
What I understand is how can the al pishnayim edim yakum hadavar midoraisa? Yeah, that's midoraisa.
Okay.
How
right.
can that be pushed aside to say vizosamers
How is that being pushed aside?
Well, we're saying vizosamers konsav cheska b'sula v'nimtzes b'hula. We're pushing it. Because she had only there's edim that say that she was never had bia with him.
She never had bia with her first husband.
Yeah, right. But maybe before
she was married the first husband.
Right.
Oh, we're saying before.
Yeah.
Or since the first husband died.
But that's not our case. The edim were saying lo nistura.
Yeah,
she's not with him.
Fine. Uh-huh. Right, but that doesn't mean that she was not a bula from some time in the past, right?
Or in between the two marriages.
But Rav is saying Omer's konsa b'cheskas besula. He's talking about this case.
The second guy married her thinking that she's a besula because he was told that she never
deal with the first one,
right?
Yeah,
and then he does the beer rishon the first night. He finds out she's a beula. Now he finds out surprised.
It's still a difference when a person gets married the first time. He also thinks she's a psula, right?
And so we're now saying that this was retroactively even before the first one.
Yeah.
So it's
not a contradiction to what the Edom are telling us. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Right?
I thought it was just one case that she was a psula. The Edom say that she was a psula. Now comes the second one.
They didn't say she's a basula. They didn't say she never was privately with her first husband after the nisuin. He died too short of a time.
I think Menachem's question is more relevant on what Menachem's going to say, right?
Okay.
Right.
He was saying right. Mm-hmm, right. Okay. Like upon him, but according to the current information over here, right, that question is. Right, that's the proper understanding of this. Okay, so Rabbah takes out of his braisa that konsav cheskas b'sula nimtzes b'ula yesh lo ksuba. Right, that so just to be very clear over here, that what we're saying is that you know he had the right to assume that he thought that he was marrying a b'sula. Again, not any different than any other time a person gets married first time. Over here, she was married once before. Okay, fine, but we have Adam to say that didn't cause her to become a bu'ula. So fine, so he's in the same status as anyone is. That person has the right to assume that he's marrying a besula till he hears otherwise. And if the halacha is that he's still mechuyev v'ksuba, ain't lotanis psulim, so that tells us that obviously that's not a basis for mekach tois.
He holds just like Rav Sheshes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. On that, Rav Ashi says, right, now, you know, once making the cheshbonus, right, this is how how Rava will fend for this brayis. Okay, Rav Ashi Omar, that no, you can't take out of this brayis that what you're saying over here. Maybe really ba'am lo elam emeloch les lo klal. Rav Ashi says that no, maybe in other situations, there's a simple case, you know, without a previous marriage, that maybe there, that the halacha is that it is a mekach tois, and in this specific situation, things are different. Why? He says, shani hocha shay conservation. That over here things are different. Shari conservation. Now conservation means that that he didn't have the right to assume that she was a basula. Right? Mekach tois is that if I rightfully have the right to assume one thing, right? Or you claim that I was assuming such a thing, and things are different, that's the basis of a mekach tois. But if we could say that you were not really, you don't have the basis, or you really were not assuming such a thing, then there's no mekach tois. That's what I'm saying. That over here, she was married once before.
But even if she insisted that nothing actually happened, you know, the Edom aren't inside the room, you know, so...
There's Edom over here. I don't know, he's not really relying on...
Well, the Edom are saying that they weren't inside the room.
Right, but I'm saying... So, we're saying that he should have assumed that it was possible that something actually happened.
So...
However, let's say he should have assumed that, but then she came in and... before they got married, insisted that nothing happened. So, yeah, to me, it's a little surprising.
But she was a ba'ula.
Yeah, but I'm saying him. It seems that if he relied on what she told him, that's also not even enough to, you know, that he should have correctly assumed. We're saying that his assumption that she was a ba'ula was an incorrect assumption because she was married before and something could have happened. So, if we also throw in that she also said nothing happened, is that also not enough to make his assumption that nothing happened correct?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
so, can't be relying on it? So, it looks like there could be a question in the Rishonim, and what over here, why there's no basis of a mekach tois? If the question is, that was still chayish, that still maybe something happened, they even missed something, right? Which that is you know, you have Reb Nachum's question over there a little bit, that, you know, usually Edim, if they're made, you know, it calls achnis into Edis, right? You know, that if they're saying something, so. It's part of what they're saying is that they have the ability and they, you know, to say what they're saying. Right? So if they're saying that loinistra, that means that's what it was. But akoponim, I guess, you know, in this situation, such a thing like that, maybe, you know,
can we say that? I mean, because that was bothering me.
Yeah.
So can we say that once a person got to Nisuin, a person marrying that person has to have in the back of their mind that maybe they acted similar to people in Yehuda that prior to the chuppah, the two of them, you know, got together? Because
why should he do that? How do you understand it?
In other words, the Edim say that I saw since the heiress into the you know, till the first husband died, I saw, right, again, I view it as the photographers the whole time had the movie camera and
the
what's
suit,
right?
So they say that
nothing happened, but she ended up to be a ba'ula. So
right.
So maybe what we'd have to assume is that before the Nisuin, something happened similar to like in Yehuda, is that once you have someone that was already at the at the uh, you know, at the point where she became a nesua to a person, so it has to be on the back of a person's mind that maybe the two of them have gotten together earlier. Right? Because again, you have an edim that say from the nesua onwards they didn't.
There's a process about this shiny.
Yeah, okay, I don't follow that 100%. Yeah, right? Okay, so we always mentioning the Tosfos, right? I'm saying that there's two directions over here, right? If you take the previous direction that we're saying that somehow the Edom are miss something, so that's you have Rav Nachman's question, right? Tosfos says something else, right? Tosfos says that you see the Tosfos over here. Tosfos says like this, this is the third Tosfos. V'shan hoch shei conservation v'adayte de be'ula nisis v'yafgav de edim. So adayte be'ula nisis means that he's not so sure that she's a besula. A besula. V'afgav de edim me'idim shloi nivelo. But the edim are saying it. He doesn't rely on them. Since there was nusuin, for some of the lishabcha oimrim came. Okay, right. Okay, yeah. So what he's saying is that someone that was married before. So even if Edom are saying that she was loy nistera, and basically they're saying that she's still a basula, that still a person is not sure in such a situation whether he should believe that what Edom are saying, because there's ulterior motives over here, you know, to get the shidduch going, and therefore he's not going in with a surety that he's marrying a basula. So that's why there's no basis for Mekach Tosa, because we tell him that we know that you yourself were not relying that she's a basula, even though they were Edom. But
the Edom is not a real Edus, because you don't give Edus about something like this because it makes no nafkamina. It's not like an Edus that has any halachic ramifications. They walked into Bezdin, they were made, oh, we saw that the...
No, but that changes the ksuba, right? I mean, their Edus has kif to it.
No.
It doesn't, because if he does the Biri Shana and she's a Bula, it goes to 100.
What?
Anyway, she's already previously married, so she had Nisun already, her ksuba is 100 either way.
Well, you're right.
So there's no ramifications. This Eidus is not a real Eidus that has a halachic effect. It's not like, normally Eidus is Edom testify in Bezdin and it's going to affect something.
Okay, can you see explaining why such an Edom is...
It's not a real Edom.
You shouldn't rely on it.
People are saying that the husband and wife after the first chuppah never were miyachid, but... It's not a real din edus like a halachic edus, because halachic edus is only when there's an afkamina.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, Casey, you're making it better. You're making it better. I could have understood Tosis even without that point, because Mekach Tosis really has to do with how a person views something. Right, and you know, like he's saying over here, you know, if a person back of his mind, you know, he's still thinking that you know, maybe they said it, they're saying it for that reason. Okay, right. You know, they're not. Okay, but I hear your point. You know, if they tackle went to Bezin, they were made into, you know, Bezin, if there was such a thing like that, in Echnami, maybe that wouldn't be so. Okay, but that's a good point. Good point that you're saying. So that's how Tosis explains what this is based on over here. That there's a l'shabcha aspect over here. And that's what weakens what the Edom are saying in his mind, and in order to have a basis for a Mekach Tosis, you know, it has to be that this is what he was assuming, a clear assumption that this is definitely what he's getting. But if there's grounds to think otherwise, which basically, you know, if she was mad before, that's what should be. So even though Edom are telling us something which the fact that she's mad before didn't make her into a Ba'ula, so that's something that Zokter of Ashi, that he's really not Soymich on. So what Rashi is saying like this, right? Rashi is saying that La'olam, in other situations, a simple case when a person is marrying the first time and this is Bula, that's definitely, that is a basis for a Mekach Tois. This price over here, specific over here, that there's no Mekach Tois in this price, so the reason for that is because we say that he, in the first place, he wasn't assuming for sure that he's getting a psula. Right? From the fact that she was married before. Now, okay, I'm not going to be married over here, but what we just need to know over here is, and we're trying to talk about this, is that how do we translate the words of the Braisa? The Braisa says that Ein Hashem Yochel Litn Tainis Besum Shehari Conservation. Shehari Conservation. These words of conservation seemingly is an explanation why he can't tain him. So according to Rav Ashi, it's very good, right? That's what he's saying, right? That there is no taina. Sheharei konsa rishon, which means that since she was married before, so that's what causes that he's not really assuming that she is obsula, right? So that's why he has no taina of mekach tois over here. Right, so according to Rav Ashi, right, these words are good. The shaila is that according to Rabbah, what are these words over here? Right, according to Rabbah, there's no mekach tois. It's not because of that. According to Rabbah holds that there's never mekach tois, even if it wasn't conservation. You hear how would you type these words, right? So this is the second tois over here. So this is what's bothering places over here. Right? What does it mean, shahare conservation? How is that lending, or you know, what do we mean with that? Right? It would seem to be saying that that's the cause why ain latinus besulim. Right? But according to Rabbah, that's not the reason. This is how Rabbah understands what that means. That this second husband, he doesn't have a tainus pesulim. Right? He can't tainu mekachtois lechasra miksubosoklum to detract from her ksuba at all, from that monot. Shahari conservation. The Goram Lias Ksubasamon, this is what Michael was mentioning, right? That regardless she has a mono, right? Veniochala chasra klum me mono. What he's saying is like this, is that Ein Tainus Pesulim means that his taino is not gonna change his chayvis at all. Shahare conservation. Means to say in another situation, if it wasn't conservation, so then she should have been getting the Mosayim. So Akoponu, even if there's no Mekach Tois, Lagamri, right? However, that is a basis of lowering the Ksuba to Amana.
But she's a Bula.
What?
Because she's a Bula.
Right. But in this situation, Shari conservation, so conservation means regardless, right? Best scenario, right? She only gets Amana. Right, so that's what this means. So this is not, we're not giving a reason over here for the Iker Mekach Tois. We're giving an explanation why there's no adjustment at all of the Ksuba, which there could have been even if there is no Mekach Tois. Right, so that's what this means. Ein L'Tainus Pesulim means that nothing is changed with his Tainus Pesulim over here, even an adjustment of the value Sharei Conservation. And the conservation, regardless, says that her ksuba is a mono. So you're only dealing with a mono in the first place. So now when he makes his taina, being that there's never a mekach tois. So in this case, that's what's saying over here. In this specific case, nothing is changed from his taina at all. As opposed to in other situations, even though it's not a Mekach Tois, but as a result of his taina, he'll accomplish to lower the Ksuv.
The English has a footnote that says that normally by Onah, if you overcharge for something, the sale goes through anyway. It's not a Mekach Tois normally, you just have to pay back the difference. Normally by Onah,